Okay, today is Daf Chav Chet. We're on Chav Zayin and Beis, third to bottom line. Here we go. Shalu Talmida for Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, "Bameh ha'arach d'yamim? With what did you merit long life?" So Amalahem, so he told them, it seems to be everything he's going to say are halachas. So you have to figure out how these are not halachas. Number one, b'yamai my whole life lo asisi ka pandria lebeit ha'medrash beit ha'knesset. I never made a shortcut out of the shul. Right? I wanted to get from here to there. I'll walk through the shul. Save myself. I don't have to walk around. He never did that. So you're not allowed to do that. So what's this big godless? I didn't do that. Right? Number one. V'lo pitzati al rashi am kadosh. When I was going into the shir, I never stepped over anybody. Pushing and stepping on people. I never did that. V'lo nashati kapi v'lo bracha. And I didn't duchin without making a bracha first. Strange thing. What? He never made birchas kahanim without a bracha beforehand. What? Yes, I everything over. What?
So what is that?
Hmm?
What's a finish there?
I don't think they do it every stall, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Some say it's the bracha afterwards, like in Yiratzon. He always said in Yiratzon afterwards. What I see over here. Some say that we're going to learn we're going to learn later in the week that it's a kapandria. If the road was there first, then you built the shul on the road. Still allowed to use it first. Then you're allowed to use it for a short. The road came first. Then he was machmir. He never did that. He always find something, you know. Okay,
he
next.
He says the first bracha.
What's the godless?
Rashi says.
What?
Right. He says here, there was nothing extraordinary about this small plan obligated to do so. Perhaps in the merit of this bracha, all Kohanim are granted longevity.
Okay.
The Ritva says.
Maharsha, Meiri. Unless it's the other family of.
That's the Meiri.
Right.
What's
a
kiddush?
You
were back to what's a
kiddush?
From the family of one of them, that the old guy young? Yeah, Ailey.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And they don't have to
read the Sukkah. Because of his brother,
right?
Right. The Meiri also says, that, not the Meiri, the Turi Evan says, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was the one who was masakin the bracha for Brechas Kahana. Maybe it was him. Till him, no one did a bracha. That's what the Turi Evan says. Okay, next. Shalom Tamid is a Preda. The Tamid is a Preda. Bameh harach the Yamim. What do you merit long life? Amalahem, Yamim, my whole life, lo ki damti odam bebeis ha-medrash. Nobody ever got to the yeshiva before me. I was the first one there. Turn the page so fast. Let me turn the page. Tosos on the bottom says, Kasha, the Adarabba, just the opposite. Hayim bitzchus cha yashon al talmidecha, abba meo zimni. He had a Talmud, and he taught the guy 400 times. Mm-hmm. So he didn't understand. 400 times he went over. Chazal over 400 times. And Rafa Baskal went out. V'amar and said, Nolich. D'lezache kula dore la'alma. D'asi. Oh, d'laisi dal me'eshnin. What would you rather have, the Baskal says? That your whole generation should be tzaddikim, or you can live for 400 years? What would you rather have? And he said, I'd rather have that the whole generation should be tzaddikim. It's an unbelievable thing he said. And Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have le ha v'ha. You're getting both. You're getting both. So that's why he lived so long. That story happened. Not because he was the first one in the shul, in the yeshiva. V'yei Shlomar, difficult answer. D'me'ikara lo yoda kein. He didn't know that was the reason. Ad l'sov shiroh shechai kol kach. Then he saw, Taka, I lived 400 years. Look at this. So when he asked him, when this question was posed to him, it didn't happen yet. Okay. Next. V'lo berachti l'fnei kohen. I never benched before a kohen. Rashi says it means in a suda. In a suda. Right? I always was machaved the kohen to be mezumen, to lead the mezumen. Tosfa says it doesn't mean that, it means by Elias. Okay. V'lo achalti v'behema shlo hurma matnoseha. I never ate an animal. That they didn't give the matanos to the kohen, I never ate such an animal. If they didn't give the matanos to a kohen, not a carbon, a chulin animal. You have to give the zerayim, the zeroa, lachayim, and keva. Three. I never because now we're going to see. It's also la'echal behema shlohu matnosa. It's also to eat from an animal if you didn't give the matanos. We don't hold like that. If you do that, if you eat from an animal that was not given the matanos, ki'ilu ochel tevel. It's like a tevel. But by the way, we don't hold like that. If you eat from an animal, you didn't give the matanos, so you're about to limit the tzei. At the end of the world, he was machmer. He would never do such a thing. V'lo berachti lifnei kohen. He never took the bracha for himself. So the Gemara says, "Lememer demal yusihi." That's a good thing. Is that a good thing? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol talmud chacham shemavarech lefanav. Thank you. Any talmud chacham that afilu kohen gadol ama aretz. If a talmud chacham allowed a kohen to lead to either aliyah or lead a mezuman, even if it's a kohen gadol, no bigger than that. But he's an ama aretz. Talmud chacham chayiv misa. Talmud Chacham Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, because it says, Kol Misanai Oavai Mos, Al Turki Misanai Ela Masniai. Right? Hashem hates that. So if you are, I'm going to be Mevatel my covenant for this Kohen over here. After all, it turns to the Torah V'Kidashto. Not him, he's an Amoritz. If you do that, you Chayiv Misa. So how could he do that? The more answers, Ki Karmar Ihu B'Shavim. No, he did it when they were equal. He only did it if they were equal. Me and this guy were equal. He's a Kohen. We're the same. I'm not better than this guy. If I was better, you're right. I'm not allowed to do that. We're not better. We're equal. Okay? Good? Shalom Talmidah v'shem b'nechuni ben hakana. B'meha arach the yamim. With what did you do to merit long life? Amalahem, the yamim, my whole life. Lo nischabarati b'kol l'chaveirai. I never was happy. I never glorified myself in the downfall of my friend. Volo alsa al mitasi kilas chaverai. I never went to sleep with the klala of a friend with me, on a klala on my friend. Vatran bimamonai hayisi. I was a vatran with my money. I wasn't such a stingy person, such a miser. I wasn't like that. Lo nischabarati b'kol chaverai. Kiha derav huna. Dari Mara Akaspe. He was carrying something on his shoulder. A spade on his shoulder. Also Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi. V'kadar Mine. So Rav Chana Bar Chani came to take it from him. Amalei. I Ragilat the Daris B'Masayich Dari. If you normally carry it like this.
In your own city,
then that's okay. V'i Lo. If not, it's Yakuri Ana Bizilusa Didach Lamichali. I don't want to be excited about your looking like a schlepper. You're being it's not that you don't act that way. I don't want to glorify myself that you're gonna act like that. In a belittling way. Next, below Elsa Almitasi Kilas Chaverai. Right? What does that mean? Kya de Marzutra. Kyavi Solek Lipuraya, when he got up to go to sleep at night. When he got up in the morning, Amar Shadulei Lechol Man De Tyron.
He went to sleep.
He would say, "I am mochel anybody that harmed me today, whether I know about it. I'm mochel all that." Vachon b'mamoni ha'yisi. He was a vachon in his money. The Amar Rav, the Amar Mar, Eov vachon b'mamoni havi. Eov was a vachon in money. Shayim maniach pruta lechenifni b'mamoneha. It means he left the pruta. So I think who explains? He didn't take the change. He let the guy keep the change. What is it? A half a pruta? I'll let him keep the half a pruta. Right? He was a vachon. He wasn't such a machmid on the money. I'll keep the change.
Was that he was rewarded with a good life?
Yeah.
Eel?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm saying.
So what?
Yeah, I don't know. Next is a difficult story here. Very difficult. Shal Rabbi Akiva to Nechunya HaGadol. Rabbi Akiva asked Nechunya HaGadol, with what did you do to merit long life? Also, Asu Gavzi V'kamachule, the attendant of Rabbi Nechunya wouldn't let Rabbi Akiva come closer. But they were like sort of like pushing him away. Right? Is that what it means?
Instructed to hit him.
The what? They hit him. Shalak, so Rabbi Akiva went. Yosef Areshe the Dikla, he climbed up a tree. Amalei Rebbe. Yeah, I understand. Amalei Rebbe. Im Nemar Keves, Lama Nemar Echad. If it says Keves, which is singular, why does it say Echad? You have to mean Keves Echad Baboker. Why is it both words? Keves and Echad. With the one's extra. Amalehu, Zurvamer Bonanhu. So the Chun said, ah, this guy's a Tamil Chacham. Let him come down. He can see me. He's not some you know. Shafku says, let him come in. Amalei, Echad, what does it mean, Echad? Miyuchod Sheba Edro. It means the best one you have. Keves Echad, the best one you have, you should bring. Not the cheapest one, the best one. Amalei, so now he tells him, Miyamai, my whole life, Lo Kabalti Matanos, I never took a gift. Lo Amarati Almidosai, I never was Machbar on my Midos. And Vatran B'Moni Hayitzi. I was a Vatran, I let money slide, I wasn't always just stick levy penny. Lo Kibalti Matanos, I never accepted Matanos. Kihad Rav Elazar. Kihavi Meshadrule Matanos, Ibein Asiya. When the Nasi would send Rav Elazar Matanos, Lo Have Shakal, he wouldn't accept them. Kihavi Mizmani Le, when he would invite him over for a meal, Lo Have Azal, he wouldn't go. Amalahu, he said, Lo Nichaluchu. Don't you want me to live? Because it says, "Dichsiv sone matanos yichya." If you hate matanos, you'll live. So what exactly does that mean? It's a difficult story here. So that's the next story. So Reb Zera, Kevin Mishaile Mbeinasiya, lo havi shakel. If the Nazi would send him a gift, he wouldn't accept it. However, Kevin Mizmanile Ozel. When he invited him for a meal, he would go. Why? Amar, he said, it's Yakure Dimitziakerbi, right? It's a cover for them that I'm there. For that I'll go. It's not a gift. It's a cover for them. That I'll go. Below Amarati Al Midos. I never was Machbid on my Midos. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he didn't care about Midos. What it means is, the Amar Rava, Kol Hamavra Al Midos, if you let things slide. Right. Mavirin Mimenu Kol Peshav. All your sins get forgiven. Shinemar, no se avon va over al pesha. Lami no se avon. Who does Hashem bear sins for? Lami sha over al pesha. For the person who lets the slights and all the indignity pass by. And not knock it on them. Okay, next. Shal Rebbe Shabi Shur Ben Karcha. Bameha Rachti Yamim. With what did you merit long life? Amale Katzi Bechayi. What's the matter? You don't like my life? So I don't, what do you mean by that? Katzi b'chayi. You're right. Katzi b'chayi. You don't want me to have. Yeah, you don't want me to have long life. What's the matter? I'm alone. Well, no, Rebbe, Torahi. It's Torah. V'lulmod ani tzarech. I need to learn. I'm not sure what the question was. I'm not sure what the answer was.
Yeah, exactly.
Amale shoshal.
Question.
Yeah.
What's it? What are you asking me questions like? Why you're.
Right, like you're knocking me. Right.
Amalei.
We didn't give the answer yet. Amalei. Oh, he's not going to say Amalei. Miyamai, my whole life. Lonis talakti. Lonis takalti. Bidmus adam rasha. I never looked at an evil person. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Aser lo adam leistakel b'telem bidmus adam rasha. It's aser to do that. So if it's aser to do that, what's his godless? No. It's probably the idea. What does that mean? Some change it to Rishon Bei Yochai. Anyway, what? It's also to look at a face of a Russia. So if it's also to look at a face of a Russia, what's his godless? It's also. Right? It's also. So the Mashal says, not the Mashal. I'm sorry. The Turi Evan says. Because that's something that almost nobody, who does that? Who goes through life and doesn't look at a Russia? Nobody. It's impossible, pretty much, right? He was able to do it somehow. It's a big milah. No one can do that.
Well, there's no movies and videos.
Well, forget that. Forget all that. We're just people. Even people. Right? It's a very hard thing to do. Very hard thing to do. He was able to do it. Shenemar, Lule Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Ani Notzi Im Abed Elecha Vimereh. Right? Rebbe Elazar Omer, Ein of Chaos. Your eyes become heavy. You're blind. Shenemar, Vihi Ki Yitzchak, Zaki Yitzchak, Vatekena Ein of Meros. Why? Why did Yitzchak become blind? Mishom, De'estakel Be'esav HaRasha. Because he looked at Esav HaRasha. Right? Baha Garmalai, that's why he became blind? Bummer of Yitzchak, Lo Alti Klas Hedikal Be'enecha. You shouldn't take the curse of a head yo lightly. Shari Avimelech, Kila Lesara. Because Avimelech, a very light person. He wasn't a great person. He was a very less. He was the opposite of a great person. Anyway, he cursed sorrow. But it's Gaia and Bizarra. And somehow there was a key to it. Not with her, with her son. Shenemar. Hine hulecha ksus enayim. Altik ksus elixias. Right? The covering of the eyes. So the Gemara answers, ha vaha garmale. Now both of them caused him to become blind. Right? We know at least three more reasons why he became blind. Right? Smoke from the wives,
the tears
from the angels, whatever that means, right? What? And old age, right? Rashi says that. He says the reason why he was blind, so otherwise Yaakov couldn't get the Bechor. So he became blind, so Yaakov could get, you hear that?
No.
Just so Yaakov could get the Bechor. That's the most practical reason, right? And by the way, the other two reasons of Rashi,
also hard.
Very hard. But the other two reasons of Rashi, either the smoke of the Avodah Zarah, right? Or the tears of the Malachim. Can you get more opposite reasons than that? One is the most physical, practical, true reason. Smoke made him white, no? And the other one is the most esoteric.
Secondhand smoke.
Esoteric, right? The tears of angels fell into his eyes. Right? Can you get more opposite reasons than that? Can't get more opposite. No?
Just
detecting
his smoke.
How is his smoke?
What?
It was his wives.
All right. Doesn't matter. Rava Amar Mehacha from over here. Shas Pnei Rasha Lo Tov. Bishas Pitiratso, when he was dying, Amalei Rebbe Barcheni, bless me. Amalei Hi Ratzon Shetagia Lechati Yamai. My bracha is that you should reach half my age. The Kule Lo? What kind of bracha is that? Now, I shouldn't reach your whole age? Amalot, well, haba macharecha behema yiru. You know, what he meant to say was, you have children after you that are roy to take over and be gdolim after you. As long as you're alive, they're either in your shadow. Once you pass on, then they step up to the plate. So that was his bracha. His bracha was that you shouldn't, your children shouldn't just like, you know, wander away. Like a behema that goes to pasture. It shouldn't happen to your children. What? What? No. No. So the Gemara writes that. V'kulei lo. What kind of thing is that? V'kulei lo? What? Right. V'kulei lo? And not my whole life? Well, there's other people. You have your children that need to step up. So, not sure what kind of bracha this is. I tell you the truth.
What kind of bracha? Because it's telling us that if otherwise your children. Everybody wants the children to be better than them. The step to get more godless than them. If he outlives his own children, then he sees nothing of the
That's not the bracha. That's not the bracha. Sorry. You should reach
yes, so
half my age.
Where's
that to his children?
He's the role as being the shadow of the father.
Exactly.
I don't see that nothing.
I agree with you, actually.
I don't see.
Also, how do these rabbis know that that's the reason why they were zochet?
They knew. Yeah, when you're one of them, you can know also.
Exactly.
Next, Avua Bar Ihi, Umenyamin Bar Ihi, Chadamer once said, "Tasty Lee, it's coming to me this char. Delo is stockly bekutsi. I never looked at a goy." Now the he explains the way the Marshal explains. You're not supposed to say, "Well, it's my schar is coming to me." You're not supposed to say that. The Mishnah in Ovo says, "Don't serve Hashem to get reward." But what he means to say is, not that it's coming to me. What he means to say is, Hashem, it's a tefillah that Hashem should always, you know, we know the statement: the way you want to go, Hashem lets you go. Life you want to lead, Hashem lets you lead. You want to be good, the opportunity is open. You want to be bad, the opportunity is open for that too. So what the tefillah is, Hashem, I want to be good. So, you know, make sure that I'm, the opportunities are there that I can do good. And then I get schar. Not that I want schar. Tasty, doesn't mean it's coming to me. My whole mahalach in life should be in the right path. That's all it means. I never looked at a guy. My tasty, the little avdi, shutvis, bahadei kusi. I was never a partner with the guy. So Tes Tosfos in Tasty Lee, he says, Af afilu be'inyan, she'ene yachol lovel de shavua. What's the whole reason he can't be partner with a guy? Because there's going to be a dispute, and he's going to swear in the name of his God, and you're causing more avodah zarah in the world. Tes Tosfos, even if you're not going to have that issue, right? Afilu be'inyan she'lo yachol lovel de shavua. There's never going to be a shavua. Afilu yachol lov shavua yaftirenu de shari b'shar b'nei adam. And if that's the case, then it's mutter to have a partnership with a guy. If he's not going to come to, if he makes a, he signed the partnership agreement, I will never make a swear, I will never take an oath, then it's mutter. Afilu hachi, lo hayir rachal achas. He was machmir on himself. Next, shal tamid of Rav Zeira, hameh ha'arach the yamim. What did you do to merit long life? Amalehem yamim, my whole life, lo with parati b'soch besi. I never got angry in my house. Lo ta'arati b'bnei misha gadol mimeni. I never stood in the way of someone greater than me. And I never had a thought of Torah in a dirty place. Right? Problem is, that's an Isser. Right? Right? So what's the answer? Says the Marsha. Says the Marsha? Yeah. Says the Marsha. Right. Because you're not allowed to think of Torah in a dirty place. And as a matter of fact, look, Gesund. Let us finish the line. Below halachti dalaramas below Torah, below tefillin, and never went 4 hours in the Torah and tefillin. You know what I mean? He never went to a dirty place. That's what it means, right? And never went to a dirty place because he never was without Torah. Below kishanti beis hamedrash, and never went to sleep in the beis hamedrash. Lo shinas kva, lo shinas haroi. Below sasti betakolas chaverai, I was never happy with the downfall of my friend. Below. Karasi lechaverai b'chanichnasa b'chachinaso. What's that kind of nickname? Va'amrilei b'chanichaso. Even a family nickname. And I never did that. Must be some...
No one reason.
What? Yeah.
And that's 6 reasons.
Yeah. So every person gave reasons, and most of them, we didn't want to say they were halachas. Which that goes without saying. It's not that they didn't keep kosher, but they didn't make sure they didn't get angry now. It's not like that. That's what people do, right? I'm a very good person. I never yell at my wife. I don't keep Shabbos, but I never yell at my wife. No. That doesn't go like that.
No? Why are we trying to draw the distinction between halacha that you do Shabbos and middle eating?
Because
two halachas are specifically like
you get Shabbos. Well, two mitzvahs. No one said that. No one said, well, I did keep it of aim. No one said that. What? Right. So so the assumption is none of these were halachas. They were all either midos or lefnei mishuras hadin. We're allowed to really have to be a partner with a guy, but I don't really want to do that. You're allowed to. All these things you're allowed to. If the path is here first, then you're allowed to use it for a shortcut. I'm not going to with all these coolest.
Why can't there be mitzvot?
What?
Two of them specifically, so they tell them
about. 90% of this list was not mitzvot.
But they're
I understand. 100. Because the point is nobody would. I hear what you're saying, but then no one said that. I had long life because I kept Shabbos. No one said that. I never ate treif. I never did. No one said that. What?
These might be on the list.
Correct. Mati's right. Most of these are midos.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
You started now. You're 100% absolutely incorrect. There's an argument.
I mean, except for the
why have long life?
Because I honored my mother and my father.
I mean, Reb Zera did say I never went to Talaram without Torah, without Tzillim. Those are mitzvahs. I mean, it's a very extreme level of mitzvah. Right. No, but it's a mitzvah. It's not midos.
Really? He's having a dirty alley. You never went.
That's not a midos. That's mitzvahs. Not midos. The first one, I never got angry at my wife. I never was. I never.
Not because he was never there. He never put himself in a position.
I understand.
It's not a midos. It's a way of life. Whatever you want to call it.
But God looks like the beginnings and the word of
we said yesterday that in order to die with you, right? Working so, you just got to step away from the house. It's just, that's not a big deal.
Right.
When I have to go to the bank, I will have
to step away from the house. So then yesterday.
No, he didn't go to the office without power.
So I'm saying, you step away from the house.
Okay.
You said yes.
Okay.
If you're on the house, you got to step away from the house.
Next. Next Mishnah. But since we're talking about. We started off with saying, you know, halachas about shuls. The old Amr of Yehuda. And another thing of Yehuda said. Beis HaKnesset Shecharav, if a shul is destroyed, ein mafsid in besocha. There's no hesped. You don't make a hesped in that shul. It's destroyed. It's not really a shul anymore. The ein mashpilin besocha chavalin. But you can't like go rope climbing in there. In that shul. Right? The ain portion l'socha mesudos. You can't trap things in there. We'll set the traps in there. The ain shotrin agaga peiros. You can't use the roof to dry fruit. The ain osin osa kapandria. You can't use it for a shortcut. Shinemar, because it says vashimosi es mikdashechem. Right, it'll destroy the holy places. Kiddushasan, they're holy. Af kishehin shalman, even if they're destroyed, they're still holy. Alu bo asavim. If grass is growing on the walls, lo yitalosh. Don't pull them out. Because it hurts you to see the walls like that. It hurts you to see the ruin like that. We'll fix it up so I don't have to look at it. I don't like looking at the ruin. I don't like that. No, you leave it like that. It bothers you. It's good to bother you. You leave it like that. Tana Rabbanan, Batei Knesios, a shuls, Ein Ogin Behen Kalas Rosh. You can't be lightheaded in a shul. What does that mean? Ein Ochlin Behen, you can't eat in there. Ein Shosin Behen, you can't drink in there. Ein Neos. Ain they usun behen, you can't put your makeup on in them. Ain metailin behen, you can't what does that mean? Can't go for a walk in them, we'll just walk around. It's not a tour, you don't have a tour, we'll have a tour of the shul. Ain nichnasin behen, you can't go there. Chama b'vnei hachama, ugsham b'vnei hachshamim, that's hot out. We'll sit in the shul, it's not comfortable there. Or the rain, we'll sit in the shul, we won't have to get wet. They must speed in behen, hasa shal yachid, you don't have a hasa for individual people in the shul. Aval card behen, but you could
a
regular shul, yeah, a regular shul.
Pure
basis.
It means a pure basis. We don't have such a thing like that today. Yeah. What?
You are.
There are very few of them.
You know, Yisrael's pretty close.
What?
Main sanctuary.
So?
It has a different status than the other rooms.
I don't believe any shul. You can't have a lecture. I don't believe any shul is built like that anymore. Where it's only a shul. That means you can't have a lecture. No shul had that. They all have the status of a basic manager. Now, some shuls, they don't allow eating and drinking in there because they don't want the carpet to get dirty. But
who's learning inside the shul? There's a lot of things that
no learning.
You can't have a shear. You can't give a shear. You can't have a lecture. No shul does that. No shul does that. It's just for davening. No shul like that today. Some shuls are close. Yeah, the main sanctuary. But no shul like that. What? You can't have a hesped for a private person. So no shul has like that. We're not talking about gedolim. We're not talking about gedolim. A private person. Some the old lady in the shul, the sister of the president, she died. She's 100 years old. She can't have a hesped for her in the shul. She's a lovely person, but she's not a gedol. You can lay in there, you read in there, Vishonin behen, and learn. Umaspidin behen hespich al rabim. For a rabim, a chacham or a rabim, that's okay. What? Okay.
I think you're allowed to have a public shear, so I think you're not allowed to have a public learning.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty close.
It is close. It is close. But I don't think it was built that on Bob's tonight like that.
Yeah,
I just don't think so.
It's about that.
It doesn't matter.
Is there any shul that
I don't think so.
Has that status to it? I don't think so.
Exactly. We don't have that kind of life.
Practical back then. I mean,
we had a Gemara a few days ago that Abaye said, "Oh, I used to learn over here. Then I heard this. I want to learn over there." And to the other shul and the shul, but imagine we don't have a distinction like that today.
Yeah.
It was a different thing. We can't learn when you daven. You should daven when you learn. It was a different thing. I don't have that today. I'm of Yehuda. Amosai, when's all that true? Be yeshuvan. That's only if it's a normal shul. Avol bechorbanon. But if it's destroyed, manichin osan. You leave it alone. Ba'olam behanasavim. You let it grow grass. Below yitlosh, and you don't pull it out. Midnei agmas nefesh. Because let it bother you. So asav man dekashmei. Who mentioned grass? So the Gemara says chesuri maxav. We left the word out. Hachi ketani. Umo umachabdin osan. You could sweep the floor. Umarbitin osan. You can clean it. So the grass should not grow. That's okay. That's only true if it's a shul. But if it's destroyed, you leave it alone so the asavim should grow. You should not pull them out. A new point. Bate kinisos shebabavel. A beis haknesses in Bavel al tnai hein asuyin. They're made on tnai. What does it mean they made on Tanai? So Rashi says, Al Tanai, no. Al Menas, she ishtam shubahen. On the condition, you can use them. On the condition, you can use them. You might have a kiddish, things like that. Says on top, Rotsa Lomar, calls man shehen betalim. That's only when they got batal. In other words, we make it Tanai. If the shul gets destroyed, then we can rebuild it. Or we could use it, or we could make a parking lot. Or we could put up a restaurant. Was it Tanai? Right? What's the Lomar? Calls man Shehain Betela. Tosa is going to say something now which is very difficult. Dahachazinan, Bebraitha Dilael, because we saw earlier, the Gam Amarayim, Lo Hayerotim, Likonis Beb, Bigashamim, Negashamim, or they didn't want to go in when it's raining. Elamisho de Shmaitza, but Tilusa, only to learn or to daven. Vahachamayri, Kishacharav. And now we're talking about when it got destroyed. The Oz Mahani Hatanai, then the Tanai helps. Okay? In other words, really I would not use that shul. I made it Tanai. If it ever gets destroyed, then we could use it. Now Tosa says something very controversial. Vidafka lo son sheba bavel. That's only in Bavel. Mahani Hatanai. The Tanai helps. Why? Shahare la ace ba goel. Because soon, a time is going to come when the ga'ul is going to come. B'mher b'yameinu, right? She come quickly. Tokva kedush asav. The kedusha anyway is going to go away.
Wow.
Anyway, the kedusha is going to go away. So why bother?
Why would it go away?
What?
Why would
it go
away?
Because it's av eretz Yisrael, but those in Israel lo mahani tonight. The tonight won't help. Why? Shere kedush asav lo olam kayemes. Because it goes on forever. That condition is going to last forever. Why? Because it's in Israel. But the shul's over here, not true. Right? Right?
What you're saying is that the shul's over here, what's the kedusha and the shul's in Israel?
I see that, but I thought the shul's all going to move over there.
Who says that? It's a Gemara. It's later in the week. Right? That all the shul. Ask the Magen Avraham, what's Tosfos talking about?
Yeah.
Right? What's Tosfos talking about? I don't know. So I think someone said that the answer is, you know what? I don't know. Good question, no?
We see all these shuls in disrepair that they were destroyed during the war. We get the funding, we try to rebuild these shuls.
Correct. The problem is.
That's because they're not shuls, they're not memorials.
What? Right. Also, who are you building it for? Who lives there?
Nobody
lives there. You're building a 1,000-seat shul for 12 old men? There's no point.
Well, people come every 5 years and make permits in there, whatever. People do that. But I mean, we do that now around the world. So we shouldn't do that. We should let it be in disrepair as kurbanos.
Well, the Gemara does say that all the shuls are going to leave, right, and go to Israel.
Yeah, but he says you shouldn't maintain it. You shouldn't mow the lawn. You should leave that as a reminder.
Right.
This Gemara speaks about the Eldridge Street shul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tourist store.
Tafal PK, nevertheless, ain't no again Kalas Rosh. You shouldn't have Kalas Rosh. Remind you, what is that? Chishbonos, I'll do my taxes in the shul. I'll sit down with a calculator with all my receipts. I shouldn't do that. Amar Vasi, the Beis HaKnesses, Mechash Vibo Chishbonos. Any shul where you do that, you sit there with your taxes, you're going to go to the Chishbonos. Malin and Boaz HaMeis. They leave the mace over there. Right? Malin and Tolkadaitach? What do you mean? What does that mean? Me lo sagi de lav hachi? What does that mean? Right? And what it means is el sof shealinu bo meis mitzvah. What does that mean? In the sof, what's going to happen is people are going to die and they're going to have nowhere to put the bodies, so they're going to put them in the shul. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you have to do that. It means it's going to happen that's going to happen. Next. Then they also behen, you can't put on makeup. Amarava chachamim the talmidehem mutarin. Doesn't mean to put on makeup. It means to make yourself look nice. The amar of Shuv and Levi, my bei rabbanon. What does that mean? Based on the rabbanon, it means a yeshiva. Then nechnasim and mecham nechama v'kshamim akshamim. Kiyah the ravina v'rav ada bar masni. Hayvekaimu v'shalish ilta mirava. They went to go ask a question to Rava. Asa zilcha dimitra alayu lebekinisha. It started to rain, so they ran into the shul. Amar, Amri, hi da'alila de'kinishta, the reason we ran to the shul, lav mishum demitra, not because we want to get away from the rain, ella mishum deshmaitza boy tilusa kiyom adas tenoi, because this learning requires a clear head like a clear day. In other words, it gets hard to concentrate when it's raining on your head. It's a little difficult.
They weren't justified.
No. So they came into the shul to learn, that you could do. Amle ravacha bered de rava le ravashi, I yitzprich le inish le makari gavra, mi be'kinishta mai. If you need to call someone out of the shul, what do you do? So I'm gonna eat your mirabon and who lay milchasa. If you're tamachacham, so come to the shul, say a halacha, that's okay. Eat tanahu lay masnisa. If you're a tana, then say a mishnah. Eat krahu lay mepsuka. If you know psukim, say a pasuk. Eat lo. If you don't even can't do any of that, lay malay liyinuka, emalay psuka. Tell a child what did you learn today. There's something you should do. Inami nishe porta benekim, or stay there for a few minutes, take a pause, stay there for a few minutes, then you can go in. Umasidin behen hesed al rabim, heichidami hesped the rabim. What's a hesed of rabim? The machur Rav Chista can go and hesped the koy al be Rav Sheshes. So Rav Chista said, what I would say on Rav Sheshes, right? And machur Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes appointed can go and hesped the koy be Rav Chista. Yeah, what I would say on Rav Chista. Raphram bar Avsadei Lekalase, Raphram gave a hesped for his daughter-in-law, the Beit Knishta. Amar, he said, Mishum Yikwa Didi V'demisa Asu Kuli Alma. For my covet and for her covet, the whole world should come here. So, what I said before about the sisterhood president, it's not true. Because any person now becomes a hesped shal rabbim, right? Rab Zera Safdei Lehe Merabonan V'bnei Knishta. Rab Zera was masked a rabbi in the shul. Amar, imishem yikur didi, imishem yikur didei, demisa, asu kuli alma. If it's my covet or his covet, the whole world should come here. Rish Lakish, safdei lahut surba merabanan, the shkich ba'arad Yisrael. He was many times that has said a spadim for a rabbi that was found in Israel. Tavitani hilchasa b'chafta al shurasa. He said halachas in 24 rows. Amar, vaychas ba'arad Yisrael gavu rabba. Well, we lost such a great man. Hahu dahavi tani hilchasa, sifra, sifri, tosefta. He learned all this. Peshachim and he died. Asiv amar le'rav Nachman, l'saf de'mar. You want to say something about this person? Amar, heichin asmi, how could I give a hesped? Haitana demalei sifrei dechase. He was a man of an empty book. He was a full of empty books. Why? Says Rashi, because he didn't...
It's sacred books.
Sacred books. He was empty of sacred books. Dechaser, it was chaser. Why? Because he didn't serve Tamid Chachamim. He didn't serve Tamid Chachamim. It doesn't mean you have to bring a Talmid Chacham a glass of water. That's not what it means. What it means is you have a Rebbe. And you learn from your Rebbe. And sometimes you learn from him things that are not Torah. Things that are life. If you don't have a Rebbe, you can know all the Torah in the world. It's something missing in you. There are people out there today that don't have Rebbeim. And there's people, they're missing things. They're lacking. Because they didn't have a Rebbe. It doesn't mean you drive your Rebbe to the airport. That's not what it means. That's also true. It's a very nice thing. You hang out with him. You pick up things that are not just what Tosfos said about this Indian and, you know, Lundus. There are things you pick up. Without a question.
The person is very lacking, just learned everything out of the book.
Correct. Correct. That's what I think it means. Right, it says, Shimei Shemin Chacham. Yeah, it means to serve him, to bring him his drink, 100%. It's more than that. It's having a Rebbe altogether.
You learn a lot how they interact with people.
Correct, correct, correct. Okay.
You also don't make mistakes when you learn.
Correct. Correct. You know, we'll stop here because...
this is a new Tachazi, I guess, more than one, you know?
Yeah, it's a new story.
A new story?
Yeah. Tachazi, my betekif, the Arudis, all the Chazidi, the Babel. See the difference between us and them. So we'll stop here because it's really there's nowhere to stop now. Tomorrow is not a hard daf tomorrow. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Shabbos.